This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our starting point on this Thursday in late September of another plague year is our economic present. Our destination is our medium-term economic future. The Federal Reserve and economists more broadly see an economy that is, yes, still growing quite nicely, recovering well from the deepest depths of the pandemic downturn. But the pace of that recovery now just isn't as strong as it was just a couple of months ago. Guesses about economic and jobs growth have been dialed back a notch or two, and there are, well, some obstacles in our path. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman today takes up his post once again at our desk of economic peril to look at what could wind up getting in our economic way.
Make no mistake, the Fed and most economists don't see a stallout or recession coming soon. The wild card, says Joseph Bruzuelas at consulting firm RSM, is COVID. The Delta variant and any new variants
could cause consumers to pull back, business to slow. I'm out on the road on business travel again. The airplanes are half full and the hotels aren't full.
Job growth has already slowed, says Heidi Shierholz at the Economic Policy Institute.
We added over 700,000 jobs a month for 6 months in a row earlier this year. But then Delta hit, and we added only about a third that amount in August.
Then there's global supply chains, disrupted by COVID outbreaks, driving up prices. There are increasing troubles in China's real estate market, but Eric Friedman at U.S. Bank Asset Management isn't too concerned.
We're not anticipating a significant contagion effect from the issues in China right now. They have a significant set of reserves to allay some of these concerns.
Closer to home, a political risk is looming, says Joseph Bruzuelas, if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling and the U.S. defaults.
That's a politically induced artificial crisis. There is a cost. You'll see equity sell off. You'll see consumer and corporate confidence erode.
Bruzuelas says this is right at the top of the Fed's worries about the recovery going forward. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.